Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland, very, very much. She is absolutely fabulous, and I'm glad to have her as my announcer. Thank you. I appreciate that. And without any further ado, we go to another one of my heroes, and this is going to be from the Dallas Arboretum. We have Tucker Reed. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
This is one of Texas' finest plant people, and always lucky to have him on the air with us here. And predictably, we're going to talk about some winter bloomers. Steve Huddleston talked about Mahonia, leatherleaf Mahonia, and winter honeysuckle, and what was the third one? And you're going to talk about hellebores, specifically.
Yeah, I am. And not really just hellebores in general. I'm talking about a specific one.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people know about hellebores. For the last 10 to 15 years, maybe 20 years, they've been the hot perennial because of their extension of the blooming season. This one specifically that we're talking about originally came out as Helleborus rosemary, and it was renamed because the plant people decided it didn't have a good enough name, so it was called Wolverton's rosemary. This is, you know, just like any other perennial hellebore, evergreen. It's going to be in the shade. This one can take a little bit more sun, but not a lot. You're going to look at an average water, pretty basic. Not going to change the growing system from the original from all the rest of the hellebores. What this one does is it performs and outperforms any other hellebore, in my opinion. This is probably the best hellebore I've ever grown. Even though there's some that have more dramatic flowers, some that have bigger flowers, this one is just such a reliable performer.
Tucker, there are people sitting out there who are saying, what is a hellebore? What on earth is a hellebore? Is this guy swearing at me, or what is he doing? Tell him what these are, because there are a few people who haven't experienced them yet.
Well, hellebores are Linden roses, and what it is, it's an evergreen perennial that is a shade perennial. It's a great five-petaled leaf or five-petaled flower that blooms basically winter and spring. This one was a hybrid, and when it was first released in 2009, it was only the second one that had ever been released, when it was a hybrid between Helleborus niger, which is commonly known as the Christmas rose, and the Helleborus hybridus, which is the Linton rose. Mm-hmm. So what we get is this extremely long blooming season because of its two parents and their difference in blooming season. We get an outward-facing flower, which Helleborus hybridus doesn't provide.
They hang downward, and you have to get down on your belly to look at
it. Right. Yeah. Niger puts its flowers up, so we get the really great flower shape or flower position that the Niger gives us. We get a really great color. The plant from the hybridus plant that they used was a really great pink with a little bit of white, and that translated into the flower. But what we really get is the sterility of the hybrid. A lot of hybrids in the plant world don't have any way to propagate other than just vegetative propagation. Mm-hmm. So they don't produce seeds. So this thing blooms its little head off. It set first buds back in December, and it's blooming now, and this will bloom until March or April because it never stops blooming because it doesn't ever go into seed production. And so it's just really, really, you know, that's where its performance comes in. You know, a lot of hellebores are awesome. I love the black ones. There's black flowered ones. There's all these painted ones that look like they've been hand painted by a paintbrush. But this one, just because it outperforms them in such a long period of time, that's why I recommend it. It was having, when they first brought it out, they had a lot of trouble getting it to propagate in tissue culture, which is the newfangled way to propagate plants and lots of plants in a hurry. Mm-hmm. Well, they had some troubles figuring it out, and so there was some concern because everybody wanted it because of this performance. Now it seems as though they figured it out, and I've actually personally bought it at a local Callaway's. So cool. I know that it's out there on the market.
Was that recently?
That was the ones I have in my garden have been in my garden for 2 years now.
All right. So folks, you could ask at Callaway's if they're going to be getting this in again. Wolverton's rosemary, and they may have, was it just rosemary hellebore?
It was just rosemary in the beginning.
Yeah. All right. Now, and one other thing I want to ask you about, and it's mm-hmm. probably available online, I'm sure, but buy it locally whenever, if you can. One other question in general terms of the hellebores, describe what growing conditions they need. If we tell people if you're growing ferns and hostas, is it safe to say that these would require about that same condition?
Exactly the same condition.
Thank you.
Mix them right into the middle of it.
All right. That's good. Folks, these are glorious. Where do you have them at the Arboretum?
We have them in the women's garden and in Red Maple Rill. They're both kind of in the shady spots. You'll have to look around for them. But if you go out there now and look for them, if you see a pink flower blooming, I can guarantee it's the only one that's out there.
All right. Boy, I'll bet stuff is popping with weather like this. Our arboretum's going to change every half hour. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be pretty fast right now.
Yeah. Education, the schedule is online at the website. That's DallasArboretum.org. They have some wonderful speakers on wonderful topics. I encourage you to sign up. If you're a member of the Dallas Arboretum Botanic Society, you get a discount on things like that. When does Dallas Bloom start?
Dallas Bloom starts February 28th, so the last day of February, it's always been around that time.
Does that make you shiver when somebody asks you that? Oh, my gosh, it's coming.
Well, yeah.
So much work, yeah. So much work.
A lot of work still be done, but yeah.
Yeah, we talked about becoming a member of the Dallas Arboretum. We have covered that. All we need to do is tell folks how to find you, so when they get in their car, they'll know where they're going.
Yeah, you find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit off of I-30. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from the Points North, take the Garland Road exit off and follow the green signs.
All right. One other question. I'm going to step on the ice here. I think I'm safe. January admission?
$5.
$5. I thought so. And on a day like today, that's like getting March admission for $5 this weather. All right, DallasArboretum.org, 214-515-6500, 9 to 5 daily, and open 7 days a week, Dallas Arboretum. Hey, great report, Tucker. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you later. That is sponsored by the great people at Callaway's. Well, I'll bet they're loving this connection. Add fresh new roses to your garden. Get by Callaway's. They have everything you might want. They have new climbers, hybrid teas, shrub roses starting at $19.99. They have them in plantable pots. They have the things to go with those plantable pots. And, for example, they have Callaway's Tree and Shrub Mix and Callaway's Amazing Roots. And that's a root stimulator. It's just $9.99 for a half gallon of it, and it'll get your plants off to a great start. They have all the soil conditioners you might need. They have all the help you might need. Stop in at Callaway's today and avail yourself of their services. Look for the Texas Certified Professional name badges that they're wearing. You'll find them throughout the stores. There are 17 Callaway's all over the Metroplex. They were born here and they live here, and they're great here. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully. And talk to them also about all of your other gardening needs. I was in Callaway's for a couple of days this week, and they're getting beautiful pottery, and they're getting fruit trees, and they have incredible foliage plants that they're beginning to get in. All kinds of things for gardening. The spring begins at Callaway's, and it begins right now. Callaway's.com. Callaway's Nursery, you know where they are, but go to Callaway's.com if you just want to find the one closest to you. Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program. All right, thank you. We go to Jerry in Buffalo, who's been waiting very patiently. Jerry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
I have a little piece of property that is heavily wooded outside of Buffalo, and it has a lot of holly trees on it, but they're in the 30 to 50-foot height range. But this one right in the center of the property is, I've measured it several times, but the way I measure it is to put something that I know the height of right next to the main trunk of the thing and take a picture of the entire tree and then use the architect scale and go to the picture and and say, well, okay, if
mark
the
it
thing
off,
I
yeah,
had there
I
was
understand.
10 feet, I'll put that on my scale as blank and measure that way. I'm satisfied that it's within inches, no more than a foot off of 90 feet tall. But it forks about 4 feet off the ground with three branches, and they turned up and grow right alongside this main trunk. And they're within a few feet of the height of the main trunk, so it's quite unusual. But it grows very close to a creek, maybe 30 feet from a creek. But it is so unusual that I think that, anyway, I went to the library and found a picture of American holly that said it was the American record then. It was something like 76 feet tall. You know, this is considerably taller than that. But
well, let me tell you what I would recommend to you, and I do not have the national chart in front of me. I carry my laptop with me, and I quickly, that was, you heard me say, that was my hesitation when I was answering some poor guy's question a moment ago. I was distracted. If you go to, here is the search that you would need to do online, and others will want to do this. It's the coolest thing I have ever posted on my Facebook page. It is the Texas Big Tree Registry. It's a part of the Texas A&M Forest Service. And so if you enter Texas Forest Service Big Tree Registry, it will take you immediately to it. You'll have to decide whether you want native plants or whether you want cultivated plants. There are some trees that don't grow natively in Texas that that are in landscapes in Texas. Chinese pistachio is an example. And so you can do it either way. Well, I went to the native plants, and I'm looking at American holly, Ilex opaca, O-P-A-C-A, and they have it listed under the H for holly, holly, comma, American. Ilex opaca is in Anderson County. Its circumference, and I don't know at what height, whether it's at ground line or whether it's at chest height, 4 feet, but it's 114 inches. The height for the Texas state champion is 60 feet, 6-0. You are way off on that one. So, and on that same page, there is information of how you would register this tree, get it registered. This was updated the 14th of November, 2014. So it's only 2 months old right now. And the Texas Forest Service wants to hear from you, and they would be happy. And you know what I want you to do, if you end up getting the state champion or especially national champion, let me know, would you? Call back or send a note to my office.
Yes, I will.
On my website at neilsperry.com. I'd love to know. But it looks to me, if your height is accurate, it looks to me like you might have a candidate.
It definitely is within a few inches one way or another.
Yeah, now, to be very honest, there could be a tree that is a little bit shorter that would be declared the national champion because maybe its trunk is half again larger. Mm-hmm. And yes. So they weigh other things into it. It's not just the height. It's also the breadth and the total circumference, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Let me know what you find out.
Yeah, and I'd like to have
Texas Forest Service Big Tree Registry.
All right.
You'll have okay. Foresters very close to you in Buffalo, so you can get
all
that
right.
Done.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thanks for the call. That's fun. All right, folks, we're going to take a break, and we will come back. Our next call-up is about trimming boxwoods, and I will try to help. It's a question that's coming at the perfect time to talk about it. Nicole in Plano. Let me advise you to, if you want to get into gardening early this spring, want to do your planning and to be right on time with what you do, you need a copy of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Chapter 2 will keep you right on time. It'll tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray every plant you're trying to grow. Just like my calendar used to tell you, the difference in this is that instead of 12 pages that I had in the calendar, you now have 48 pages, 4 pages per month of when to do things. And that's just chapter 2. Chapter 1 is the basics of Texas gardening. And just as one snippet of information, I show you exactly why I think we ought to be using the plant hardiness zone map from 1990, not the one from 2012. And I explain that thoroughly in chapter 1. And the book has a lot of other, it is in no way similar to or a revision of Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, second edition, printed in 1991. This is an entirely different book called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. How do you know which one you're getting? Well, the other one had the cowboy boots. This one has an Adirondack chair in my own yard. And another way that you can tell is where you're standing when you're looking at it. If you're on Amazon or if you're in a bookstore, that's not the new book. You have to be sitting at a computer looking at neilsperry.com to find the new book. I've self-published it. It's not in stores. It's only at my website, only at my office. You can call my office between now and noon, 10:30. Now and 10:30, we have signed copies. I signed a whole batch of boxes yesterday, and they are going to be boxed up and ready to mail. That's by calling 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769 between now and 10:30. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. Price is almost sure to go up when we reprint shortly. I've already asked for bids on that, and once those come in, we'll decide exactly how we're going to raise the price. I'm sure it'll have to go up, but you can still get it at $28.95, a signed copy, if you call right now. 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, or order online at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. Well, thank you, sir. That's wise advice. Let me tell you about Womack Nursery Company right now. Family owned and operated. They are in De Leon, Texas. Yeah, well, I don't want to drive to De Leon, Texas. You don't have to. They ship by mail order. Almost all of their business is mail order. And they would be happy to help you. Now, a couple suggestions. Number one, get that order in. Get that order in as soon as you can. We're going to be having Dr. George Ray McEachern on. I need to call George Ray, make sure we're going to have him on Super Bowl Sunday like we always do. But here is the gist of it. Womack Nursery will have every variety of fruit and pecan, grapes, all of it, that he recommends that day. They've worked hand in hand with Texas A&M to be sure that they are producing the varieties that people need the most. They will sell out of some of their varieties. They're sold out of a few things right now, so don't delay. Go to WomackNursery.com to see. They specialize in fruit trees, fruit crops, and have been doing so for four generations. This is an heirloom. This is a legacy nursery of monumental proportions. Large variety of nut and fruit trees. You can order by phone at 254-893-6497. 254-893-6497. You can also order online at WomackNursery.com. Now, the website will have all the information you need about going to see them if you want to go, but they're in De Leon, Texas on State Highway 6, 2551 State Highway 6. They're open Monday through Friday, and then I think Saturday mornings. I'll let you check on that, not on Sundays. WomackNursery.com. 254-893-6497. They are the best. It's Womack Nursery.
Water restrictions are not going away, and drip irrigation works well with restrictions that are in place. Norway Irrigation can install a drip system that lets you control when you water. They are experts at studying the relevant factors in your landscape, and they can design the most efficient system for your needs. Drip systems minimize water evaporation, fertilizer and nutrient loss, soil erosion, and weed growth too. Don't be tied down by water restrictions. Take control when you water. Call Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292, or Norway Irrigation.
Well, I have a bunch of really interesting questions coming up. I hope that you all will stay with me. I'm going to work as quickly as I can. Our home landscape school comes up on Saturday, February 14, Valentine's Day, which means you have only a short while now to get signed up. We have taken a lot of registrations this week. Only a few seats remain. We can only handle so many participants because we have only so many landscape design consultants to provide. Let me explain. All day Saturday, February 14, Valentine's Day, we'll have you in the classroom. We'll get you out in plenty of time for Valentine's dinner that night. Here is what we will provide. Stephen Chambly and I will be your teachers all day. We will teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. We'll teach you about bed design and layout, plant placement within those beds, what plants are best, how to have a perfect lawn, how to use color effectively in your landscape. We'll teach you how to use hardscaping elements to best advantage. That would be the concrete and stone parts of your landscape design. And then we will hook you up 2 weeks later, one-on-one with a landscape design professional, somebody who does this for a living, and he or she will work with you to finish your landscape project design. It'll be of something of your choice. It could be an entryway for your home or a new front yard landscape. It could be something for the fence, to soften the fence, or around the swimming pool or the spa. Whatever it is, you pick it, and then you finish a landscape plan for that project. Plus, you get the knowledge of how to do additional landscape design to scale in the future. All of that for $199 for one person, $239 for two people from the same household. Sponsored by Callaway's and sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery. To register, call my office before 10:30, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or go to neilsperry.com anytime today. Oh, man, two of our four people left. I hope they'll call back. I hope something didn't happen and had to go to church at 9:30 or something, but they were wonderful questions. Eric in Dallas was calling to ask how old a live oak tree will grow, and the oldest one that I'm aware of is the Goose Island oak at Goose Island State Park at Aransas Pass. It's more than 1,000 years old. Let's go to Nicole in Plano. Nicole, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, how can I help you? Yeah.
Well, I've got some shrub on the east side of the house in boxwood, and it's been there about 30 years, and it's halfway. It's obscuring my window, so I want to cut it down to a foot at the bottom. And when would that be the best time to do that?
Okay, been there how long?
About 30 years.
30?
Yes.
30, not 3, okay. And they're how tall now?
They're what?
I don't know if you have one or more than one, but how tall is it?
All off the front of the house.
How tall is it? Are they?
5 feet tall.
One more time, please.
5 feet.
5 feet. You want to go to 1 foot. You're taking 80% of the top growth off. Nicole, there is a 99% chance that 2/3 of those will die after you do that. In other words, I think that is just way too severe. If you need a plant that's 18 or 20 inches tall, you would be far, far better off to take those out and replace them. If you moved into a house and it had countertops that were 30 years old, odds are you'd eventually replace those countertops or the rug or any other part of the house. If you had furniture in your living room that had been out in the weather and for 30 years, you'd probably replace it, and it's time to replace those shrubs. Dwarf Yaupon Holly would stay shorter and could be very easily managed and will give you a lot less grief. It will take these years to look like anything if they survive in the first place. The most that I ever advise anybody to trim boxwood is maybe 20%, 30%. You're talking about 80%. I always tell people you need to leave a lot of foliage on it after you prune it, because that's the nursing foliage that will let it regrow. And if you don't have that, then you're in real trouble. So you need to replace it.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
How do you spell halibur? Is that a rose in the rose family?
No, it's not a rose. It's called Lenten rose or Christmas rose, but it's not a rose. It's H-E-L-L-E-B-O-R-E. Or the scientific name is very similar. It's H-E-L-L-E-B-O-R-U-S.
Do they bloom year-round?
No, they bloom, as Tucker was saying, they will start before Christmas, that particular one, and bloom into March. Most of them will bloom for about a month. That one was a special selection that blooms longer.
Can you tell me what hydrangeas bloom the longest?
Oak leaf hydrangea is certainly, that's the one we talked about an hour ago with Steve Huddleston from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and that one will bloom for years, and it blooms for about 3 weeks in late spring each year. The florist hydrangeas that have the big, beautiful pink or blue flowers will bloom for about 10 days, and then I probably will never bloom again. They just are miserable, pitiful plants here. I'm sorry. Did I sound a little jaded? Not my favorite plants. Nicole, I got to run. I appreciate your call. Thank you. All right. Roy in Dallas, please stay with me. Everybody else abandoned me. I was beginning to have psychological issues there. If you'll stay with me, I will help you with the Zone 7 plants. And I don't know who the others were who dropped out. Ruben in Temple wanted to know the latest time to trim live oaks. And that answer would be to get it done by Valentine's Day, middle of February, because of the spread of oak wilt in the spring. So I can give him a quick answer. Both calls were lost at the same time, which tells me it might have been some kind of electronic glitch. So we'll hope that helps them. 800-288-WBAP. Good time to call right now. I have only the one call ahead of you. 800-288-9227. And there comes some calls in. Thank you very much for that. Let me... tell you right now about Dixon Brothers. You hear Mary Travelin's voice on my program. She's just fabulous, and I really appreciate her and enjoy every chance I get to visit, be out to see her before long. She didn't even know that yet. I'm going to call and set an appointment, but I'm going to try to get her to record some additional things. She's so good, beautiful voice. But Dixon Brothers is more than just about having a great voice to use as my announcer. They also have incredible supplies and equipment for anything involved with water pumps and motors, whether it's a swimming pool or a rural pond, a stock pond, whether it's a fish garden in your landscape, or maybe some kind of decorative fountain or other water feature in your landscape. They have all of that. If you have leaves and need a new pool sweep or repair the old pool sweep, Dixon Brothers is your best resource. They are your best resource for everything aquatic. More than 41 years, they've been working with water. They have knowledge and quality water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool supplies, pumps, motors, equipment and service, pool chemicals, water well pumps, supplies, and floating fountains, and the list just keeps growing. If your pool froze, you can call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537, and they can install a freeze guard automatically to turn the pool system on in temperatures below 38 degrees, and that'll save you from going through that agony again. If you're a pond keeper, want to add a de-icer to help keep the surface area ice-free, your fish safe, and while you are at Dixon Brothers, pick up a thermometer to test water temperatures. Know when not to feed your fish. They have the advice for you on winter pond care. Also, if you need to schedule repairs, call them at 972-288-7537. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. The Metroplex Authority and all the things we've been talking about, 972-288-7537. You can also just drive on out, 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, one block north of Old Downtown Mesquite. It's Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Belgium, Germany, France now raise their terror alert levels, and they are now the ones leading the war on terror. So is it a good thing for America to be taking the back seat on this? We're going to take a look at it coming up on the next Ben Ferguson Show right at 9 a.m. on WBAP.
Think you have a landscape until you have stone in that landscape. There are all kinds of ways that you can add stone to your gardens. Let me think of the ways I've added stone to my home. I'm going to start with a man-made product, and that's pavestone, and WhizQ Stone sells pavestone. I made a patio, seating area, that actually is the front cover of my book, and that's made from pavestone. You can get all of your pavestone needs at WhizQ Stone. I have flagstone in my landscape. I have river rock all through my landscape. I have ledge stone, wall stone, all through my landscape where we have grade changes. I have boulders as decorative elements. I have some of my sundials drilled into boulders as their bases. What else? I have all kinds of stone. I love stone. I have gravel. I have a lot of gravel. So WhizQ Stone can help you with all of that. It's the largest stone yard, I think, probably in Texas. Certainly the largest one I've seen in my life. 22 acres of great stone and all the things to go with it. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. Make a pilgrimage there. If you're not familiar with them, you will love them. That's 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. You can call for directions if you wish. 817-429-0822, 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com for WhizQ Stone. Some of my best friends, they're great, Mike and Derek Wisnant, father and son team, at WhizQ Stone, whiz-q.com. It is time right now for the news, and we're going to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, and once again, Major Logan. Major, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time now is 9:35. President Obama says he wants to raise taxes on the rich. That story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the classicchevrolet.com right now traffic watch. Traffic still backed up on eastbound I-635 between I-35E and Josie Lane. We're also seeing another backup in Dallas, I-35E Frontage Road, northbound side between Oaklawn Avenue and Market Center Boulevard. With your WBAP 24/7 forecast now, it's going to be sunny and pleasant. High 68, mostly clear tonight, low 42. Then sunny and warm tomorrow, high near 69. It's 36 degrees now at DFW. As part of Tuesday's State of the Union address, President Obama will propose raising taxes on America's wealthiest citizens. Republicans are upset with that idea.
Brendan Buck, who is the spokesman for Paul Ryan, who is now the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, says this is not a serious proposal. So obviously this is going to meet with a lot of resistance from Republicans in Congress.
That's Aaron McPike reporting. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children is teaming up with Facebook to expand the reach of an Amber Alert to specific areas where a child has gone missing. WBAP's Mickey Briggs has more.
Facebook will send information and a picture of the missing child to the news feed on cell phones and computers. People can then share the alert with their Facebook friends. It's hoped the new system will increase the chances a missing child can be located. Mickey Briggs, 24/7 News.
And Texas will pay up to $6,000 in final expenses for two guns. Guards and eight inmates killed when a prison bus went off an icy highway and hit a freight train. The funds for funerals and burial are available through the State Office of Risk Management. A guard and four inmates survived Wednesday's crash on Interstate 20 just west of Odessa. Once again, sunny and pleasant today, high 68, right now 34 degrees in Sherman. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very, very much. It's time to tell you about our home landscape school. I don't get to do this too many more times because either the 14th of February will arrive or we'll sell out of seats. Not sure which is going to come first, and so we'd like to have you. If you'd like to sign up, I would suggest you go to neilsperry.com and do so. You can also call my office if you'd prefer at 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. You can also, while you're on the phone with my staff, you could also get my new book if you would like. In fact, the staff that's at the office today, we're a small business. I've never tried to hide that fact. Two of the three are family members, so you're going to get our daughter, our grandson Sam, or you may get Austin when you call through this morning. I believe those are the folks who are working. Alex might be there. I don't know. But anyway, that's what we have. When you sign up for the landscape school, you're going to be getting yourself a whole day in the classroom on February 14, Valentine's Day. We'll get you out in plenty of time for Valentine's dinner, but we will teach you the principles of great landscape design, sponsored by Callaway's and also sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery. And what we will offer to you is the knowledge of how to design a landscape to scale, how to lay out the beds, how to prepare the soil, how to position the plants within the beds, what are the best plants to use, and then how to use color effectively, how to have a perfect lawn, and also how to use the hardscaping side of things effectively. You'll leave with a lot of knowledge. You'll go home and work for a couple weeks on the project of your choice, whether it's something from around your own yard or maybe for your church or a school or something. You will do a landscape plan. We will set you down on February 28 or March 1, your choice of those dates, and you'll have a 30-minute consultation with a landscape design professional. You'll leave with that working drawing. It's $199 for one person, $239 for two people, and seats are limited. Call right now. 1-800-752-GROW. That's with an O, 1-800-752-4769, or you can sign up, and that's until 10:30 today, or you can sign up anytime today at neilsperry.com.
Mark Levin.
Free amnesty to welfare. And look how Obama is handling this issue. He's immediately trying to sign people up for Social Security, many of whom haven't paid a penny into it.
5 till 8, Mark. News Talk, 820 AM. WBAP.
All right, we'll tell you about Encore Electric Service Delivery right now. And these are the folks that are sponsoring my home landscape school along with Callaway's. Encore Electric Service Delivery is trying to bring common sense to gardening. Bringing common sense to any of us sometimes can be a challenge. And so, therefore, it's my job to help facilitate that. Mr. Common Sense here, signing in. Please don't tell my wife I said that. She will guffaw. But anyway, here is my point. Encore Electric Service Delivery would like me to impart this message. Know before you grow. Ask the nurseryman before you buy that tree, how tall does this grow? How wide does it grow? We had a gentleman just a little bit earlier who was replacing a Chinese pistachio tree with a species that was going to be much smaller at maturity. And I don't know whether he knew it would be much smaller. I don't know whether he knew it would have to have full sun, partial shade in the afternoon. But you need to know those things before you grow. That way you can avoid planting a big tree beneath a power line. Power lines trump trees, pure and simple. They're not going to come back and reset the power line to zigzag around your tree. They're going to have to V-groove or flat top, and you don't want to do that, so know before you grow. And then the other message they have is please be safe as you're out there working around your power lines. Common sense is uncommon. Common sense, if you're within 10 feet of the power line, you're too close, and you need to call if you're somewhere in that distance, 888-313-6862. Tell them what you're trying to do. Let them guide you as to whether that's safe or not. If you see smoke and fire coming from a branch that's touching a power line, call 911 and get out of the area immediately. And call 811 if you want to locate underground electric service before you start digging. That's the Common Sense message from Encore. All those details are at oncor.com. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. Well, indeed, and we go to Roy in Dallas. Roy, this is Neil. Thank you for waiting on me. I like your question. How can I help?
Thank you. Yes, I just recently came across your article you published in the Dallas Morning News pertaining to the shifting nature of the USDA plant hardiness zone map. And you indicate going to Zone 7 plants for the DFW region versus those of the Zone 8. How can we get the nurseries and some of the other businesses that do carry plants shift and carry more Zone 7 plants rather than the Zone 8s and 9s? And can you recommend, any of the nurseries will be carrying more Zone 7s.
Yeah, any independent retail garden center will be the place to start. And let me explain what I mean by that. That is somebody who buys locally for this area as opposed to a national chain that is buying from another state and then shipping those plants into our area. Every nursery is going to sell some Zone 9 and some Zone 10 plants. Tropical hibiscus or Zone 10 or 11. They can't handle any freezing weather, and yet we want them to sell them because we use them in pots or we use them as kind of almost annual color. So they're going to have some of those things. The difference is if you find a nursery that has certified nursery professionals and you say to the person helping you, first of all, Roy, let me back up a step.
Go ahead.
You run a business, whether you're selling men's shirts and it's December 15th, or whether you're selling shade trees and it's April 15th, you have a busy season. Both ways, you have a busy season, and you may have to get some temporary help in to help load cars and do this and that. And so you have a chance when you go into any nursery in the spring, whether it's a national or a local, of getting somebody who is not really well-versed on plants. So you look for somebody who looks like they've been there a while. You build up a relationship with that nursery, and you know the people who work there, and you look for them, or you ask for the manager, or you ask for a certified nursery professional. Then you say, please help me. I'm going to let you own a part of my decision on picking these plants. Here's what I like. Does any of these plants have a major issue in Dallas, Texas? That's where you live.
Yep.
And then they will say, I don't think so. You've chosen Zone 7 plants. And Zone 6 plants are also fine in our area in most cases. And you've made good choices, Roy. And they pat you on the back.
Yeah.
And then you say, well, okay, well, you didn't see this gardenia that I have back here and the oleander there at the back of my wagon. They say, well, those are Zone 8. But you only bought one of those, and that's a good thing. You're not trying to do the whole landscape with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message I was trying to impart with the morning news, is let's be moderate about this. Let's not just say, oh, looky, looky, I can do my whole landscape in pittosporums now. I would know that because I did that in 1970 in Farmers Branch, Texas, and I redid my landscape 4 years later because they all froze. So does that make sense?
Yes. I got one more question for you, if you don't mind. Acorn squash, the type you get in the grocery store, the seedlings that are inside, can you replant those?
You can do it, but you will not get a hybrid. While you're in the grocery store, go to the other side of the grocery store and buy seeds for acorn squash. They'll have them. If they don't have them, the nursery will have them. While you're in there buying all those great Zone 7 plants, they'll have acorn squash seed, and you'll have hybrids. When you plant seeds out of the center of a hybrid, for example, an apple tree or a peach pit, you don't get the same plant back. Those are grown asexually. In the case of vegetables, the hybrid seed is made out in California or wherever the breeder is, and it is made by using the very same two parents that were made originally. They keep using and reusing those same two parent plants, two varieties of acorn squash, to get that exact same hybrid. Mm-hmm. And when you plant their seed, you'll get an inferior plant. So you don't want to do that.
Is there a dehydration period for the seeds that you do extract out for them to dry out?
Yeah, there is. You heard what I said, though.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to do that. Those seeds are worth about 3 cents a piece, and acorn squash takes up a big part of your garden, and you're going to say at the end of that, wow, that was a mistake because those are sorry dog squash, and I saved myself 3 cents. Wow. What a deal. Anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's kind of putting it in the right perspective. Once you have opened them, now acorn squash is usually harvested before the seeds are mature. You have to let them go completely to total maturity, and they're going to be, I think, probably dark brown or black. They're going to be dark.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that you eat, you don't eat the seeds, but when you clean them out, those are not mature enough to plant, to dry and plant.
Thank you very much.
I
got to
run. You betcha, Roy. Thank you. My contention on chapter 2 of my book and what I put in the morning news is that because we had a bunch of warm weather in the late 90s and the early part of the 2000s, it caused the average temperature to the average lowest, coldest temperature that we get in the North Texas area to shift to a warmer temperature. We used to say it would get to 10 or to 8 every year on average, and that moved it on up into a different hardiness zone. And the problem with that is that all you need is one winter like the old time winters, and we had one last year, that will throw you back into zone 7, and all those tender plants will be lost like they were last year. So that's the reason that I think you need to be careful and maybe still use the zone 7 map that was from 1990, and that's why I have both of those photographs, both of those pieces of art in my new book, because I wanted people to be careful and use Zone 8 plants in moderation. Those are the ones that are hardy in Bryan College Station, Austin, and down toward Houston. So anyway, that's the thought. Susan and Richard and Susan will be our next two calls up, and we'll finish the program out with them. So stay with us. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, self-published, so I could have the book I always wanted to offer to you. And we do. I contacted the printer in San Antonio on Friday about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I said I need bids on reprints, and I told him how many, several different increments. And he wrote back and said, boy, what a wonderful email to get at close of business on Friday. That makes my heart flutter. And so I'll have those prices for the reprint sometime next few days. The point being, we are about out of the first printing. I printed twice as many as I thought I would need for the 2 years, and they're gone. Twice as many are gone in half the time. And so we're going to be reprinting the book. While we still have some, several thousand of the original first printing, they will be going at $28.95. Once we go to the new books, they're going to be a little bit more. And the only change I intend to make is one typo that we found that had some extraneous, just odd characters sitting there. It's about six characters, six letters, and they'll go away, and that's the difference. Do you really want to spend that much more to get a second printing? Anyway, the book covers everything about outdoor landscaping. In no way is it a revised copy of Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening with the Cowboy Boots. This has an Adirondack chair on my yard, on my pavestone patio, as its cover. And it is, yep, you can see the pavestone pavers there. I just looked at the cover. And it is much more thorough and much more user-friendly. It's $28.95 plus tax and postage, and it's available only from my office or from my website. It is not in stores. So it's nothing like the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, and it's not in stores, not on Amazon. Here's the number to call if you'd like to get a signed copy between now and 10:30. I signed a bunch yesterday. We'll mail them out tomorrow. 1-800-752-GROW. Satisfaction 100% guaranteed. I haven't had to refund a dime yet. And there will come a time. I'm sure there will. But it's 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Or you can order anytime today just by going to my name, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Join us for our 20th annual Home Landscape School all day Valentine's Day, February 14, Saturday. That'll be at the Plano Center. Sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery and Callaway's, we'll teach you the principles of good landscape design. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will be your teachers. We'll teach you the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, how to have a perfect lawn, effective entryways and front gardens, and fun patios and backyards. We'll teach you how to design to scale, bed design and plant placement within the beds, what plants are the best. You'll have a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional, your choice of either Saturday, February 28, or Sunday, March 1. You'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project of your own home. Only $199 for one person, $239 for two people from the same household. Register at neilsperry.com or call 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
Rush on WBAP.
The IRS says they are overwhelmed with all of the new requirements under Obamacare. Do not assume that this is troubling for Obama.
Rush, 11 till 2, News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
This area of North Texas with the black clay, expansive, contractive black clay gumbo soil is the heartland of foundation problems in America, I guess, and certainly in Texas. And that may be why there are a lot of foundation repair companies around here. The one that I have chosen for 20 years, now I'm in my 21st year of advertising for them and supporting them, that's Advanced Foundation Repair. Hey, I supported them by having them do work at my own home, and they did a wonderful job. Our sunroom was poured separately from the rest of the house, and it just didn't have the piers and the support that it needed, and it was having some nightmarish problems. And the folks from Advanced Foundation Repair came out. They did their home inspection, thorough slab inspection, which included also elevation measurements. And they showed that that one room varied in elevation by more than 2 inches from one corner to the other. Why? No wonder those walls cracked. Well, that's why you want that free home inspection. I also had them do work at my magazine office where we had pier and beam construction from 1927. And they have a different part of their company that is set up strictly for pier and beam. The work that they do is stellar. It is affordable. It is honest. If you don't have problems, they'll tell you. They never pad. They don't pad the bid to dream up things that you don't need. It's just all about integrity and getting the job done quickly, efficiently, and well. First company ever to have a lifetime guarantee on their work that's transferable owner to owner to owner. Call the best. Free home inspection. Advanced Foundation Repair. FoundationRepairs.com. 214-333-0003. I remember that number on right out of my head. I never even look at ad copy. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. Miss the number of a sponsor? Go to neilsperry.com, look at Neil on the radio, and there's a list of my advertisers. In fact, I think we've moved it up to the homepage, radio advertisers, and you can get all that information. Richard in Gainesville, you're on. How can I help? Hello, Richard. Yes.
I have a problem with grasshoppers. No matter what, any kind of vegetable I plant, they eat the whole damn thing.
Well, they are a tough insect to control because they're extremely mobile and extremely large. And so you can control them around your own garden. Next thing you know, they're coming in from, 100 yards away. And that may or may not be your own property. The first thing that I always tell people on grasshopper control is to keep all the tall weeds down. Mow as much as you can. Normally, the grasshoppers won't move into a garden area until the surrounding areas are pretty well dried and gone, so that's kind of a time span to watch for. And then the only thing that I can offer to you, obviously, use a Richard, we're going to pull the phone down a little bit because I'm getting an awful noise back in my headphones. Thank you, Dan, for doing that. The thing that you need to do when you spray grasshoppers is use a labeled product that's labeled for use on vegetables, and there are several. And spray in a downward motion. Spray from the top down so that as they try to fly away and escape, the spray will coat them and eliminate them. That's just a really critical thing. So I hope that helps. I'd talk to your nursery or farm supply store. Susan in Bryson planting a pine wants to know if she should cut limbs. And I have less than half a minute. And Susan, I'm not going to get you on the air, but be really careful that you're getting an adapted pine. You're welcome to join me on Facebook at Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY, or to call back next week, and I'm sorry, I thought I could get to you. But pines are not notoriously well adapted to the area around Graham. Folks, thank you very much. Dan, thank you for a wonderful job. Until next week, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.